Did you baptize your kids?
No.
Welcome to Geeks Without God with Nick Glover, Tim Wick, and Molly Glover.
We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We're geeks, we're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks, geeks without God.
This week on Geeks Without God, we're playing Redemption with guest Brianne Bilyeu. Oh my fucking god, it's bad at OmegaCon 2017.
We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We're geeks, geeks without God.
Welcome to Geeks Without God. I'm your host, Nick Glover. Joined, as always, by my co-hosts, Tim Wick.
Pleasure to be here, Nick.
And Molly Glover.
I'm gonna crush you!
And our returning guest today is Brianne Bilyeu.
I have a pretty sword.
And we're at OmegaCon.
OmegaCon! Yay!
And, you know, sometimes when we're at OmegaCon, we play good board games. And, well, sometimes when we're at OmegaCon, we play really bad Christian games. Brianne, are you responsible for this?
No, I didn't do this.
No, this was provided by a friend of the show, Ellie Younger.
Okay. Ellie Younger. So Ellie.
She brought it back to me from Ireland.
God damn
it. Ellie Younger brought us a couple of packs of the Christian collectible card game Redemption.
Yes.
This action-packed Redemption collectible trading card deck contains 50 common, uncommon, and rare limited edition cards. Collect and trade them with your friends to create the ultimate deck. And there is a kind of a flaming crusader sword being held up to the heavens.
It's not being held up to the heavens. It is being thrust into the heavens with the holy light of God.
It is.
I would agree. I concur with Molly.
Yeah.
And so Molly and Brianne have been voluntold to play this game against each other in a duel. And Tim is on rules reference as we struggle through learning this.
For your entertainment, we should point out.
Entertainment.
Basically just foxy boxing.
Yes. Entertainment is in quotes. Yes. And I think this is technically more, less ethically sound than foxy boxing.
Speaking of ethics, I feel I need to alert everyone. And you'll be unsurprised to learn that I'm already a little drunk.
Sometimes. Is this from last night or is
No, I definitely made some. I wasn't playing this game sober. I made great strides.
Molly pre-gamed this game. I need to.
It's Hitchhiker's Guide. You gotta have a few drinks before you transport or whatever.
That's right.
Before we start, I need to read the mission statement by game designer Rob Anderson.
Oh, no.
Oh, please. Yeah. Please.
You know, it's Rob.
Here we go. Games are wonderful tools for bringing people together for fun and fellowship.
Damn right.
This is our goal with Redemption. We have tried to create a game that is both entertaining and edifying. We want you, the players, to have a great time. Part of the fun associated with the game is custom building your deck prior to play. We can't do that. We have two decks, 50 cards in each. That's what you start with. Our decks are not custom built.
That's right. We're playing the starter deck.
You guys aren't even like paying attention to the community meta at all.
Right.
Two-player starter game available now.
Players continually discover new strategies for creating the unbeatable deck, but they need particular cards to fit those strategies. Trading allows you to obtain cards that fill weak spots in your deck. All of the concepts for the cards come from the Bible.
What? Oh, that's why it's edifying.
Yes, we have tried.
To explain all the rape cards.
Yeah, we have tried. Okay. We have tried.
I can't believe you played the rape card this early.
We have tried to give a scriptural reference whenever possible and practical. Some concepts in the game are spread out over multiple chapters in the Bible and cannot be printed on a single card.
Clearly!
If a card creates a question in your mind, look it up in the Bible.
Don't question
it! Happening.
Oh shit, do we have a Bible in our room?
Oh wait. And read the relevant verse within the context given in Scripture. If you find that a redemption card and the Bible are in conflict, the Bible is always correct.
All right. Mm-hmm. We have the Google Bible. We won't need to go get the... All right.
We have tried to be biblically accurate. If you find a mistake, please write to me and let me know.
We'll do that.
Have fun and happy gaming. Signed, Rob. You can see there's a signature.
That they printed.
That's very friendly, that's
a real
Rob.
Person. Yeah, it's a real person and not a Christian
R-O-B.
Robot.
Does that mean, like, the errata for this game is going to be, like, Sanskrit and Greek and, like, have all these different translations?
All right, no. So here's how we're going to do this. All Bible lookups, I will look them up on Bible.com. Or Nick can look them up on Bible.com.
No, I know what it is. Every time they print errata from this game, someone prints it out and goes to the publisher's publishing house and nails it to the front door.
Nick, you can be our verse person here and look them up on Bible.com. There's just a search bar right there.
All right, so
these are collectibles, right? Have you gone through these decks to make sure there's not any cards in here worth like hundreds of dollars?
I have not done that.
Okay.
So these cards.
Well, that's
so
a risk you take.
Yeah, you could. Yeah. If you set one of them on fire, it could be worth a lot of money, and we wouldn't know.
What if it's a bush and it's sets itself on fire.
Oh, that would be fine because it won't burn.
That's a weird question.
Nice. Well done,
sir. So, Tim, what's the hand size for this?
All right, the hand size is 8 cards.
All right.
You are playing on what they call a field of battle. If your goal is to rescue 5, that is 5 lost souls, so look at your hands.
Do you rescue them with violence?
Yes.
Oh, of course.
Yes.
Oh, my God, the art is amazing.
It's so bad. So look in your hands, in your hands of 8, and see if you have any lost souls. If you have any lost souls, you need to place them in front of you in the land of bondage.
Okay, this game face up or face down?
Face up.
Yeah, yeah.
Face up.
Things in this game are suddenly looking
face up in the land of bondage.
The land
would be
of bondage.
The title of my autobiography.
That.
Molly Glover, face up in the land of bondage.
Face up in the land of bondage.
It sounds like a really like heady American novel, right?
It
like it sounds like really pretentious.
It's actually just like a fan version of Alice in Wonderland.
Yes,
like just,
yes, yeah. Exactly.
Actually,
yeah.
Face up in the land of bondage is my Black Sabbath cover band. So,
ooh, okay. It could also be a 50 Shades of Grey sequel.
Oh, it could be.
Yeah.
It
no, because there
face
doesn't
up.
Need to be
right.
any more of those.
So you both seem to have a lost soul.
I have a sad lady with a long horse face.
All right.
I have a woman who seems upset.
So you need to read
I have 80-year-old Sarah Jessica Parker.
You need to read.
She has a vagina neck.
You need to read your Bible verse that's on your lost souls.
God damn it.
All right. Brienne, the youngest player, I imagine, should go first. That's a pretty standard thing. So, younger player.
All right.
Also known as 38. Pearls before swine. So Brienne goes first.
Bible?
I'm 38. Are you older than that?
I'm 39.
Fantastic.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I'll be 40 in April.
I am properly intimidated. Consider me properly intimidated.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got
dun,
that year.
Jesus. Okay.
Yeah, they're really hard.
That's a new one to me. In the, from the Bible. Jesus. Okay.
Also, you look amazing for 38.
I'm not going to make you do this every time because these are actually really hard to read.
And that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will.
Boom! All right.
Land of bondage.
You have to read the card to put it out?
Well, yeah, you got to contemplate the scripture as you're playing the game.
All right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
And she said, "As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering 2 sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die."
And what's the chapter and verse?
That was a
recipe.
Really long way to
that's,
say the cake is a lie.
That's 1 Kings 17:12.
The cake is a lie. That's what that says.
Yeah,
all right.
The cake is a lie.
So you have your
good old stick
you
cake.
Have your lost souls placed in front of you in your land of bondage. Now, as is the case with the actual Christian God, you both control the army of God and the evil forces.
Oh, yeah. They could go either way at any time.
So here's how it works. We pick a player to go first. Youngest player goes first. That is Brienne.
What?
And what you need to do is you need to try and rescue a lost soul. Now, the way you can rescue a lost soul is declare a rescue attempt by playing a hero in the field of battle. The heroes are identified by crosses.
Okay.
That's
like in the upper left.
On the upper left?
On the upper left,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And they also have an attack and defense number. So...
Is it attack/defense?
Yes, attack/defense.
What does the color of that bubble mean?
Those are different armies, but we aren't going to play with that. That's
sounds
an optional
good.
Rule.
Okay.
So then what happens is you play the hero in an attempt to rescue the lost soul. Molly.
Yes.
You can play an evil force that are delineated by weird demon creatures to counter the hero attacking.
Is it? Does it look like a skull in the upper left hand?
No, the skull is a power-up for your evil forces.
Exciting.
Okay. And then
What would you say the evil forces are identified by in the upper left-hand corner?
I mean, it's like a weird demon flappy thing.
Demon flappy thing. All right, I don't think I have one of those.
Yeah, it's that thing.
I mean...
It looks like that.
Oh, I don't have
one of those either.
Do you have a book? I have a book.
I just like to put out, for a Christian game... You are summoning forces of evil
and
emboldening them with dark magic.
I'm down with this.
But
also
fighting those forces of evil. Because
that can't be how you win. It's just how you're awesome.
Yeah.
Right.
So
right.
Jesus is cool.
So what happens, Brienne? You play a hero and then to try and rescue redeem a lost soul, if you can. Molly would play evil forces.
Okay.
And then she can bolster those evil forces with skull cards.
Sure.
You can bolster your hero with Bible cards.
Is that a Bible card?
No, that is a card that allows you to do something. If you read the little white thing here, it says,
okay.
Discard any evil character in play. So this is
either.
The Angel of the Lord card,
which
you can totally fuck over Molly.
Oh, wow, nice. So I have a question. So
yeah.
It sounds like when the first player moves, with it moves... Like, first player plays heroes and other player plays evil forces? Or
right.
We can. Okay, so she's currently... So the side of good...
The side of good.
Switches back and forth every turn.
Kind of how...
Representational of our temptations.
Kind of how
evil.
The Christian God works. Sometimes he's good and sometimes he's evil.
Okay, so the first player token can be considered good and it's being passed back and forth as is the evil being switched. Gotcha.
Boom. So the first thing you want to do, Brienne, you have to declare. So the other choices you have, by the way, if you can't rescue a lost soul, say for instance Molly doesn't have any lost souls.
I don't have any. I have lost souls. I don't have any demon forces.
You can play a specialty card. So the card that you showed me about discarding one of the evil forces cards is a specialty card. Or you can reduce the number of cards in your hand to 8 in case you've picked more than 8 cards.
I have 7 cards.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but you both do because you played a lost soul. The end of the turn, you draw back up to 8.
Gotcha.
At the beginning of the turn, you draw back
up
to
8. You maintain a hand of 8. Right.
Yeah. So, okay. So, what we're going to do is we are going to... Brienne, do you want to play a specialty card or do you want to declare a rescue attempt?
What do the books do real quick?
The books are power-ups for
hero. So I do not have a hero. My heroes are all sleeping in because they drank a lot at OmegaCon last night.
So you can't do a rescue.
Right.
But you could play a specialty card, according to the instructions on the card.
But there are no evil characters for me to slay. So.
Truth.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what's extra exciting for this podcast is I don't have any evil forces cards.
This is
so
good.
I can't play anything either. So now what happens?
So,
oh my God! Oh, Christianity splooshes. So thrilling. Sorry.
All right. So, you both do replace your land, your cards. Though I'm sorry.
Oh, here we go. All right.
Your two lost souls get replaced.
This
you can
might
draw. Oh shit! Here it comes. Nope. I have another book.
Yes.
All right. So
a thrilling
that means
game of books and crosses and sad people in bondage.
I can't do anything to help.
That means Brienne, you can't do shit, and it is Molly's turn.
All right.
Sometimes being a Christian just means sending thoughts and prayers and not actually playing cards that improve anyone's situation.
Do you know what's great is that I could have helped someone this turn, but because God had determined I was evil, I couldn't help anyone for a whole turn. So someone is suffering extra time in bondage because I was forced by God to not be able to play.
I wouldn't say suffering.
Oh boy.
All right, Molly.
It's, thing. Yeah,
so it's your
I'm a
turn.
Hero.
You're a hero. You can try and rescue a lost soul
by playing a hero card.
Yes.
Okay. And I'm just going to play a hero card and then what's going to happen?
All right. What's our hero card?
Here. It's Uriah. And it came to pass when Joab observed the city that he assigned Uriah unto a place where he knew the valiant men were. And there's a guy getting stabbed by another guy. There's some archers hanging out over the wall.
But then he's just like walking. He's like, I don't care.
Yeah, a whole lot of bro on bro violence happening. But he's
a six attack, 6 defense.
Yes.
All right. So now Brienne.
So there's no cost to put these out. can just put out cards.
But if they get defeated, then they're discarded and you can't use them again.
Right. So, but there's no reason not to just like have a deck full of beefy Joabs.
There's no resources.
Yeah. So there are no resources. Brienne, what would you like to do? Do you have an enemy that you can play?
So I have Haman. Haman sought to destroy all the Jews that were throughout the whole kingdom of Ahasuerus, even the people of Mordini.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
So that is a 6-6
Mordini
as well.
Sounds like a
Now we have 6-6 versus 6-6.
Can I put a modifier on mine?
Yes, you can each put
mods. We can put modifiers on now. Okay.
What's the ratio here? It's a number over a number.
So attack is number. Attack is first, defense is second.
Oh, okay.
All
right.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. I'm so sorry. This is terrible radio. So this is David's staff. And and it looks like David is holding a penis. It is the same
penis.
A broken backwards penis. It's the same color as his hand. We'll put it on. It was in the show notes. You should be able to see it here because Nick's taking a picture of it. And then I will read you the Bible verse, which makes it all even better. You got it, Nick, here? This is amazing. All right.
Hang on, wait.
One second. And he took his staff in his hand, and he drew nearer to the Philistine.
Oh, no!
1 Samuel 17:40. You just take the card there, and we'll... All right. So that's what I'm playing. It's 2-2.
2-2. So now you have 8 attack and 8 defense.
8 attack and 8 defense.
Oh, except I have a pillar
because
of a
Uriah's
cloud.
Because Uriah's got David's staff in his hand.
No, that's a hero. I can't do that.
You understand what this game is making me say. Uriah has David's staff in his hand.
He does. Oh, wow. Okay, so there's like some people being thrown into a pit here. Take any hero prisoner and place hero in your land of bondage.
Oh.
Hero is treated as a lost soul.
Oh, she just lost soul of your ass.
You stole Uriah.
Look at this. The heathen are sunk down in the pits that they made in the net which they hid in is their own foot. What the hell?
I feel personally attacked by that card.
You personally are.
I know.
So you just grabbed Uriah, you put him in the lost souls.
Does Uriah still have David's staff in his hand
no,
when
David's
he goes
staff
to the dark
moves
side?
To the discard
Can we put
pile.
That in the discard pile?
He lets go of David's staff.
Not mine,
staff.
I don't want it.
Alright, so now Uriah goes into the land of bondage.
Yes.
He's
all right.
He's just a lost soul. And you're evil force just stays in place.
Oh, yes.
Do I have a chance to play someone else now?
He was not defeated. I do not believe so. That battle is...
We don't just keep playing cards? That's crazy. I have so many cards.
Do I get to draw back up now?
You get to draw up to 8
cards.
What? You too?
It's one card per turn. Who is this designer
it's
again?
It's still better than Bible Tribond.
It's Rob Anderson. Rob Anderson.
Rob Anderson, I have nothing but good things to say about you. Thank you for being in our industry. this is a fun game. All right.
What is that nonsense?
Oh, Jesus.
All right, so
that's one of the...
This is insane.
So,
would you like to rescue a lost soul?
I think that's the
I would love to. However, God has not provided me the resource. I mean, I have not provided for myself the resources.
You know, pulling yourself up by your own Bible strap.
There's no mechanic for discarding cards, as far as I can tell.
Doesn't seem to be. There's no mulligan. All right.
Yeah. Brienne can do nothing.
And I'm sorry, some of my cards don't do anything, like... The book cards.
Those are... You play those as upgrades on your hero.
So let me look at this book card that you're holding up here.
Yeah.
So this... You'll see, it's called the Helmet of Salvation. If you look at the top, it's got 0/4.
Oh, so it's just a 4 defense.
So it gives you 4 defense.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So question. These cards with the glowing, weird 3D skull in the upper left-hand corner... Are they? Can I play them as reactions? Like, could I have played this? I don't want to go back, but could I have played this as a reaction to her playing her card that took over my hero and made him turn to the land of bondage? Are they reaction timing? Is there anything about timing?
Well, this is
in your
army,
stapled together.
This is your army
laser
of
printed.
Evil. This is your army of evil card. So I got to think that it only helps you if you are playing the forces of evil rather than the forces of good.
Okay.
Because it's got the skull.
Okay.
So you couldn't have played that.
So is there a timing for this other than when you play your first card?
Well, there's a timing for it if Brienne ever actually drew a hero and could attack you.
Okay.
So
she's not playing a hero.
She's not
a custom.
Can
deck.
I play a Dark Souls and steal something from her?
You should. I assume.
All right, cool. I'm going to play... Doeg.
right.
Doeg, for sure. He's a 6 of 6 demon. Oh.
She like Doegs.
All right. And the king, Saul, said to Doeg, turn thou and fall upon the priests.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And Doeg, the Edomite, turned and fell upon the priests and slew on that day 45 persons that did wear a linen ephod, E-P-H-O-D, ephod. I'm not sure. 1 Samuel 22:18.
So he killed a bunch of
priests. Illustration by Scott Sava. Good job, Scott
Good job,
Sava.
Scott.
That's a pretty interesting musculature of a dude.
Doeg the Edomite.
Doeg the Edomite.
He was the chief herdsman to Saul, king of Israel.
Oh,
he's sure. Mentioned in the Hebrew Bible book of 1 Samuel chapters 21 and 22, where he is depicted as responsible for the deaths of a large number of priests.
Nice. 45.
Who is, what does he do?
He's 6 of 6 dark forces, batwing situation.
Oh, so he's a fighter.
He's a fighter. He's a dark forces fighter card.
I
don't know what this does.
He's a priest slayer.
He's a priest slayer.
So
you just use
it as a defense if Brienne ever gets any cards of use.
Sure. So she still has a hero in play, though. That's mine that she took.
No, that's a lost soul.
Okay.
That's not a hero in play.
Okay, cool. So this just stays in play.
Yeah.
I just figure if I can play cards, I should, because this game does not let you play a lot of cards.
Sure. So
all right, cool.
Do you have a hero which you can try and rescue a lost soul?
Oh, I thought I was on the side of evil this time and couldn't play heroes.
Well,
now
you have
now
a brand. Brand
now it's your turn.
Shit.
Oh, we're switching over. Okay,
yep.
I do. I have Miriam. And Miriam answered them, sing ye to the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. I think this is one of those ones that Godspell's based off of.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Yeah, because sing ye to the Lord, for he hath... It sounds very...
Yeah,
totally. So Miriam, by the way, is jamming out with a tambourine.
Yeah,
yeah.
She is, like, hands over her head. Yeah.
Nice.
She's got a tambourine in this
Wikipedia
old painting.
In that little
for
screen.
She can tambourine
is,
the shit out of the forces of evil.
She looks like a painting at the opening credits of the Good Times show. Like
Good
it is
times.
For real. Like, she is just, like, going nuts
on
it.
She's the daughter of Amram and Yechevin.
Amram?
She's the sister of Moses and Aaron.
All right.
She was a prophet, and something is up with her in tambourines, man, because, like, here's another picture of her with a tambourine.
Damn, dude. Oh, that was Exodus 15:21, by the way. So,
that's definitely
Old Testament, Moses' sister.
If she's the sister of Moses,
pretty
much.
Moses' sister, the tambourine fiend.
Hey, Miriam led the women with timbrels and dances.
Awesome.
Here's another historic painting of her.
That's like her jamming.
She is, I think what's important.
Poor lady. She's like, she's up in heaven going, what the fuck with
was
the tambourine?
Was it important?
Like, why is that what I'm remembering?
I don't know, man. This picture of her looks like she's touring with Cloud Cult. Like, there's a bunch of medieval dudes just like in foolery getting down.
What's important about Miriam that we should point out is that she is one of the justifications Ren uses in Footloose. To say that it's okay to dance from a biblical perspective.
Oh, shit, you're right.
Yeah, so...
Nice reference.
So there you go.
Thanks, girl.
Thank you. That was me being a color commentator.
She freed the sexuality of a bunch of chicks in that stodgy old town.
So what's Miriam's...
Miriam's 4-4.
Can I
four,
tap
four.
My Haman?
Yeah,
because
you got
6-6,
which
so
means...
So I'm just going to pretend it's magic and tap that shit.
You need, you need to provide Miriam with some support.
Do you have some folks in there?
I do. I have at least this. I can put an ointment all over Miriam. hold on. There's a very sexy jug of ointment.
Yeah.
It's all reds and lurid purples. And then it says, when he had thus spoken, he spat upon the ground and made clay of the spittle. And he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay and said unto him, go and wash in the pool of Siloam, which, being interpreted, sent. He went his way, therefore, and washed, and came again seeing. No, I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. In parentheses, it says, which, being interpreted, comma, sent. I don't know what that's word salad to me.
I think there's no parentheticals in the Bible, so that's probably the author.
You'd think so. Go and wash in the pool of Siloam. which being interpreted sent. There's a comma after Siloam and then a period, so it's really
there's
fucked
a
up.
Comma after Siloam.
With a comma after Siloam.
This game.
Anyway, so it's, she's got an ointment, so she's four six now.
Oh,
four.
So she can't hurt you, but she can't kill you, but you can't kill her.
But ouch,
so,
though.
But ouch, though, yeah.
Can you do anything?
She's slippery, you can't hold on to her.
I unfortunately poisoned your ointment before you applied.
Oh!
No,
and
poison ointment.
And 8-6.
Oh, I'm so dead. I'm dead from poison. What's your... Oh, you have a thing you have to read.
Oh, shit. Okay,
do you have anything you can
I need you all to know this is in a 6-point italic font that we are trying to read.
Yeah, it's hard to read. It's really hard to fucking read.
Their poison is like the poison of a serpent.
Oh.
So, there you go.
Oh, like the poison of a serpent.
You know
like
what that
it.
Means.
I'm not good enough for serpent poison, Brienne.
Like a serpent.
Wow.
Adjacent.
Wow. I thought we were friends, but like, okay.
I got the cheap poison, sorry.
Oh my god. So do you take her as a lost soul, or does her poisoned ass
discarded? You have to discard your hero.
She's just a garbage woman now.
She's
in the
garbage
with David
and
Steph.
And Brienne, you discard your enhancement card because it all counts for this battle.
And Sarah Jessica Parker is still in the land of bondage.
And this guy just watched and laughed because he's on the forces
he's on
of
the
dark. He's like, cool.
He's
I'm
like,
not going to help because,
like,
you know.
Nice,
just fuck
on.
You. All right.
And now we draw back up to 8.
Yeah, you draw back up to 8. Brienne.
Yeah, 1, 2.
It is your turn again.
6, 7. Let's see.
Oh, shit.
I didn't
do you have a hero with which you can battle?
I have Silas. Dun, 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 dun. Okay.
Well, look at the title. It makes it worse.
Yeah. Okay. Hold on.
Faster.
We need to talk about a card. So, in this card, there is a guy lit behind from a sunset.
Uh-huh.
He is lifting his leg up onto like a barrel and holding some netting, and
uh-huh.
his robe is falling away from his long bare
oh,
thigh.
Wow.
And the title of the card is Steadfastness of Peter.
I'm gonna borrow this.
Yeah, right?
I'll put you in my bunk.
Yeah, it's like, it's super like drawn, super sexy.
Let me.
And then it's like, it's a quote about Jesus. It's a quote from Jesus because there's Christ in parenthetical after I. And I, Christ.
So the parenthetical is a note from the author. We just don't understand what that note meant.
I don't know what
part.
That last one meant.
Yeah.
I don't know why he would have put it in place of whatever came after that comma in the Bible.
This is a very homoerotic card.
It's,
I don't...
Yeah. Yeah, man.
In the Bible?
The hell you say?
Like, I can't imagine someone didn't maybe... The title really, really, just the whole package, as it were. I just don't think it's very subtle.
I have another one of a mustachioed dude in a golden helmet with his eyes dilated looking ecstatical while there's a tie-dye background behind him. What is going on?
I really want to believe that there's like some dude in this company that's like perverting all these cards.
Yeah, this seems like there's a hallucinogenic at work on this one.
So it looks like they freelance out their art. Like they have some similar artists. There's a lot of different artists though, so I'm guessing they do like we do and they freelance out their art. Or they found art they liked and they just used it and asked, got permission and paid for to use it. It's pretty great.
When do I get to? Can I play the Angel of the Lord now and get rid of?
I will say this
Doag.
Has
yeah.
a far right. higher production value than any other Christian game we've played so
yeah,
far.
Yeah,
yeah,
this
yeah.
is
yeah.
like this. I'm sorry, but this is actually like it's. They have graphic design. There's thought was put
it's
into
still
this.
Not
like
a very
I would
high
play
bar.
This if I was
yeah.
locked in a room
so,
with a couple friends.
So I gotta
and,
say
like,
we have. We're not
do.
Gonna rescue 5 souls at this rate. We're not gonna rescue
no.
one.
Oh,
but,
surely not. What is this here? What is this?
That is the Angel of the Lord, bitch.
Is it a unicorn? No, it's a lamb
mm-hmm.
with a flag
yeah.
on a rainbow background.
That's true.
Yeah.
This is like what my heart looks like, I feel like. It is a cute little sheep with like a dope-ass flag on a rainbow background. All right, so what does that do? You get rid of my guy?
I do.
Evil character?
I do, yeah.
Bye-bye, Doeg.
And now that Doeg is gone, Silas is going to come
oh,
by.
Oh, shit.
So Silas is a 4-4, and it says, Then pleased it the apostles and elders with the whole church to send chosen men of their own company to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas, namely Judas surnamed Barsabas
yeah
and Silas chief men of, this doesn't even make sense. quotes.
It's so weird.
These like, are weird, weird
when,
quotes.
When,
like,
when like Christian teenagers play this, they can read this shit?
I feel like what happened...
Their eyes are better or something?
So from a, okay, so from a game design standpoint, I feel like what might have happened is they made a decision early on that they were going to put these Bible verses on things, and it works for a lot of stuff. But then they had to brute force it on everything.
Yeah.
And so there were probably a lot of things where it was like, this is the best I got for a moment. It's like, this is 17 sentences about begats. Like, I know, but we got to do something.
All right, so I got to say that Nick, you are the host of the episode, and I'm going to give you we need to move on to five questions after Molly's turn.
All right.
After Molly's turn.
We can do that.
We have to see if we can rescue one lost soul.
The shield of faith.
Whoa. All
right, so I'm trying to rescue this lost soul.
Yeah. No, you have to.
You got to stop her. Do you have a demon?
Oh, stop her.
Do you have an army of evil?
Oh, I need to stop her with a demon.
Yeah, do you have an army of evil card?
I have Herodias. I have a 6-6.
Oh.
My 8 still survives.
Yeah, still survives.
Can you put a spell on it to make it bigger?
I
can do this. I can return any hero to its owner's hand.
Oh, no. Oh,
man.
The hero returns.
Womp womp. There's a really an incongruous picture of white hands in chains, which is weird. I don't know why we have white hands in manacles for the return to owner's hand card, but...
Whoa.
Because white slavery.
Whites were slaves too, Molly.
Yeah, don't forget.
Remember that.
Yeah. Jesus. Yeah. I don't know when, but...
I don't like the lessons this is teaching to young Christian children.
Yeah.
Okay, Molly.
Yes.
You now get to try and rescue a lost soul, which is going to be
God.
One of the most
Sarah
impossible
Jessica
things
Parker.
To do.
All right, I got a faithful servant.
You do?
Hold on.
What is that?
I didn't read Herodias, but I'm not gonna. Here's the faithful servant. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler of many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Matthew 25:21.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and then there's a dude, he has kind of a weird lion face. I want to make sure everyone
all
can
right.
verify seeing that.
Yeah.
He has a weird lion face.
Yeah,
I don't know what's
go.
Going on. He looks like
he
a kid
a
wearing makeup, like face paint from a carnival. Anyway, he's 4'4".
4'4".
Looks like a low-budget Star
Trek.
Haman's a
6'6".
Haman's a 6'6". He's 4'4". All right, you know what I got? I've got a 2-1. You're dying, I'm dying. We're both dying together. I'm adding a bow and arrow.
Haman has boils.
Also, he bade them teach the children of Judah the use of the bow.
Really?
It says bow, so put it on there.
Yeah.
All right, he's what? Now what's happening? Oh, Jesus.
Some boils.
Boils.
And so that makes Haman
8-8. Okay, well, the steadfastness of Peter. And I, Christ, say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against dead ass. Matthew 16:18.
Dead ass?
No. Look at this dude.
Dead ass.
It says against it. I just replaced
like
an indefinite
ass.
Article with yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
So but... I'm up to. We got an 8. We got an 8, 9, 8, 8. 8-7.
I got
10-10. 10-10.
Oh.
I can't... hold on. All I have left is the... I got the clemency of David. That's a hero thing, though. I can't play that. The helmet of brass gives me 8-9.
Yeah, you
that
know...
It doesn't... It's not enough.
This evil dude really wants Sarah Jessica Parker out, so why don't you have the helmet of salvation?
The helmet of salvation?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That gives
you more defense.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I'll put it on. I can't put it on evil. Oh, it's a hero.
That's a hero, yeah.
All right, there we go. So now the hero is at, Jesus Christ, the hero is at 8-13.
So you got defense, but you don't have enough attack to take out.
Do you have to beat the attack to save?
You
got to
beat
save?
The attack to
We can't even beat them together.
Yeah, 1-1.
Okay, there. Look at that.
Oh.
Look, we cheated and you still can't win. It is Christianity.
Boy.
So anyway, let me see all these cards. I want to see if there's if you had any.
Don't lie. Good game. I mean, good gamesmanship.
Yeah,
sure.
I was complimenting her on her sportsmanship in the face of unreasonable adversity.
Yeah, you had 11, Molly. You had 11 attack versus 10 attack. which means you rescue a lost soul.
All right.
And you fuck over Brienne's army of evil, and they are discarded.
80-year-old Sarah Jessica
God's
Parker, you got saved.
God's
No. You save a card from her pile.
What? I save a card from her pile.
I
rescue the sexy lost soul.
Yes.
Okay, legitimately, this woman is wearing hoop earrings. Mm. She has, like her hair is disheveled, and she's wearing she's clutching a black robe around herself, and it's slipping off one shoulder. She looks like a rape victim from, like, Law & Order SVU. It's ridiculous.
I prefer to think she's doing a walk of shame.
Walk of shame's pretty good. She does look like she's looking out for things. She doesn't look like she's wearing anything under the robe, which is very interesting for a Christian game.
So Cersei Lost Soul, that's what we're going to call her.
I'm just going to put all these cards together.
Yeah, go for it. I don't care.
Wow.
Okay, cool.
Cersei Lost Soul, she gets to go into your land of redemption. And if you can somehow rescue four more, the game would technically be over.
I also don't know that we were playing right, because I believe you said you could only play like one card at a time. And we were just throwing on attachments at the end just to see what we could do.
Yeah, oh, I don't think that was
right.
That last
round was definitely not kosher.
You could have kept playing cards to enhance.
There are rules
for helping, but typically that's if there are more than two players.
Yeah, it is incredibly funny to me to see a CCG that only lets you play like two cards at a time in any given turn. That seems insane. Like, it's so slow.
It's
a 50-card deck, too.
There's no...
rules that
resource,
don't make sense in a
there's
Bible
no,
game?
There's no purchase. There's no power buildup.
Nope. It's
so
just play heroes and army of evil.
It's like that other Christian game we played where it was like, oh, you roll the die, you move. You roll the die, you move. You roll the die, you move. Like, that's the entire game. Like, this is the card game version of that same blandness and lack of imagination.
You know what, though?
Maybe
the rules are poorly written. I want to take a look. I feel like
you're probably
going
to read them and go, oh, you got it all wrong.
No, I don't mean that. I just mean, like, sometimes it's, sometimes you can see intent and sometimes you really can't. Oh, that's,
It's a really terrible rule.
It's a very self-published looking. Oh, no, it looks like they just went with paper. Interesting.
This game, though, looks like it has promise. Like, if you play it with magic rules, it seems like you could get a decent game out of it.
As with most of these games, there doesn't seem to leave a lot of consideration into the game mechanic and whether or not it's got like good replayability or anything like that. It seems like 90% of the consideration must be about God.
Well, like the primary concern is about the Bible rather than the game mechanic.
Yeah.
Well, they make that money. I mean,
yeah.
Because this isn't teaching anyone anything about the Bible, let's be real.
Right.
Like, this is games like this where they're like, it's an educational Christian, blah, blah, blah. Like, that's bullshit. They're just cashing in on a Christian audience.
It's the coffee at AA meetings.
Right.
or it's the card game. Maybe the designer wanted to help out the poor Christian kids who just want to play D&D. So this is the card game they pull out when mom starts coming down the basement stairs.
Or to be honest, like, I'm cool if this is the card game that kids can play and feel like comfortable. If that's like, it sucks when kids get indoctrinated.
Yep.
It does. It bothers me a lot. However, it happens. And I think it's if there are games like this that actually do help teach critical thinking, deck building, like we played with two, you know, limited decks. It sounds like there's combinations. Looking at this, I think we played a simplified version as like a tutorial step, I think is the thing. Like, I think there's more advanced rules
with
you can do to make it end up being more like, because Tim made us play the thing that would be the easiest and make the most sense for the show, right? Like,
right.
Yep.
So there's definitely, I don't want to like besmirch it, there's definitely more complicated stuff in here. So like, that's cool at least, that like they can play a game that teaches those kinds of critical thinking steps, because that leads to stuff. Mm-hmm. Almost certainly, like playing.
There's good games too, though.
Like, I know, but if your parents won't let you, you're limited by what your parents will let you do. And like, at least I feel like if this is out there, like it makes me glad, because I think that this kind of stuff helps your brain develop in the ways that help you start to question religion and authority and all that stuff as you get older.
Yeah,
when you get into the age of critical thinking.
I'm not convinced this helps with that. But I think you're doing the kind of friendly drunk, I'm going to try and defend this game because it's in my industry. And
she's
being
professional.
That. Yeah, you're being a pro. You're not going to...
You're being a pro drunk.
So let's move on to five questions.
Five questions.
Brian, you haven't answered our new ones, right?
I have not. I did not prepare for them either because the last couple times we've done games, the games have gone so fucking long that we haven't done five questions.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, this isn't really an exception to that, except that we're going to do them anyway.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So, except Tim, exactly, do you want to start us off?
Sure. I will start us off as soon as I remember what question number one is. What conspiracy theory do you find the most interesting or compelling? Not that you believe it.
Right.
Yeah.
But it could be that too.
I love the idea of Atlantis. I want Atlantis to exist so much.
Me too.
Yeah.
I'm like such a water baby, and I love swimming, and I love, like, I want to be a mermaid so much, and I want Atlantis to be real.
It's one of the few ones where I feel like you can't prove to me it doesn't exist.
We have not explored.
You can't
all
get down
the
there. Exactly. Exactly.
And we've been down to the bottom of the Marianas Trench. I am sorry. You can get down there.
We haven't been everywhere. No, we haven't been everywhere, dude. There's parts of the ocean that we can't get equipment to take
Cameron
things down.
Cameron went down to the bottom of the trench. He took
sure,
Cameron.
Maybe a deepest point, but not the whole goddamn globe.
Well, all right.
There's a lot of
there's a lot of deepest parts.
I think it's obviously
It's obviously
super
not real, but
not
like
real.
You can't prove it's not.
We have imaging of the ocean floor.
Yeah, that's the thing. We have like space radar and shit.
Sure. Okay, what if it's microscopic?
what if it's
the bottom city
reality
of Pandor?
What if it is, though?
All right. Question two. What is your perfect two-week vacation? Money is no object, but physics applies.
Oh, okay. I love taking vacations, and I love planning them, and it kills me that I'm going to have to do this in, like, two seconds.
You can take your time, because we are good at filling that time and covering for our guests when they need a few moments to think.
Thank you. I got it. So I think I would go to, islands in the South Pacific, and I would go scuba diving. I would just scuba dive for like 2 weeks straight.
And you would look for Atlantis.
And I would look for fucking Atlantis.
Nice.
And I would find it. And then y'all would be
like, that fish is okay.
I'd be like, haha, Tim, with your Marianas Trench. It was 3 feet down.
Yeah.
And they fucking missed it.
You're just there with like a metal detector.
like they were looking at all the deep points. It was right here in the shallows. What the fuck is wrong with these people?
Got like a Ziploc bag pulled over the hand part of the metal detector. Like, just swimming on.
Oh, and I want to stay in one of those. I want to split my time between sleeping on a boat, on a dive boat, and sleeping in one of those. I don't know if you've seen them, but they're like underwater hotel
rooms. I have seen those.
What? Yep. No, I haven't.
They're
that sounds amazing.
They're like all clear walls. I don't know how, if privacy, I don't know how they do that at all.
Sure.
If they give you any privacy.
They probably don't.
Yeah, probably not. But it's like this clear hotel room, and there's a bed down there, and you dry off, and I imagine there's like a secondary like you get in during whatever.
For those of you who have listened to our What Scares Us episode, you know that this is the worst conceivable hotel for me.
Yeah, Tim's scared of fish.
Oh, you would hate
so
this.
Wait,
that's
you
right.
You have to dive down to it and then go through like an airlock to get in.
I think there's like an entrance from the surface to get into the room.
Is there?
I'm guessing that the way they handle privacy is that they're far enough apart. And the ocean is so goddamn dark if they're down far enough that no one can see you unless they're right up by you.
Well, they're all, like, the ones that I've seen are really shallow.
Oh,
so, I mean, because there's enough light. So once you get down below 30 feet, you're not getting a lot of light. So.
I would like to wake up in my bed and look up and see some kid, like, sucking a popsicle standing in shallow water staring down at my fucking mouth.
Boy. I love the idea of them being pressurized and completely underwater, and like the only way in is to swim there.
I know.
Like
yes.
That would be super cool. Like a little lagoon thing, you have to swim up underneath, and then the pressure just keeps the water from coming out.
Science.
That would be great.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Question number three. What is a movie or book that changed your life and why?
Can you do that cover thing for me again?
Yeah, I'm really good at it. So, you know what's funny about the way that I'm good at covering for people is that I talk a lot and to everything I see. So
and literally
it's just
nothing you're talking
like
about is important.
Talking to animated objects or inanimated
so it's just
objects
like,
more to
like
the point.
Like when every other time you're
like when
you're
I apologize to the dishwasher, which I have done several times.
Yeah.
Well,
I I feel embarrassed for the dishes. If you open the dishwasher when you didn't know it was running, like you didn't notice, and you open it and the steam comes out, and it's like, oh my God, I'm sorry, and you close it. I do it like I just opened it and saw someone having sex.
Molly, the dishwasher is attacking you.
I'm embarrassed that I saw the dishes getting cleaned.
I was on the party that out too. Reacted the exact same way as if you just opened the door on someone in the bathroom.
Yeah.
You're just like, oh, geez, sorry.
Oh, sorry. Oh, gosh. Sorry.
Like the dishwasher is having a private moment as it washes the dishes and you just intruded on its space.
I'm a delight to cohabitate with. Sorry. How's that?
That was pretty darn good.
Yeah.
I will say, I have two books.
Yeah.
Oh, good movie. A book that changed your life. Yes.
Yeah.
And they're not great. I love reading so much. And books have just played such a huge part in shaping who I am.
Of course.
The one that I don't like, it was one of my more influential books, was Stranger in a Strange Land. Mm. I read it early in my... I hadn't read a lot of sci-fi before I read it. So when I read that, there were a lot of new ideas that I had never been exposed to before.
Sure.
So that kind of stuck with me. And the idea of the witnesses really played a huge... were they called witnesses?
I don't remember either.
There was a character in there where they were called on. They were essentially like the people who sign off, like when you need a witness to say that you've signed something.
Sure.
Like a notary. Yeah. So these guys were like notaries, except they could be called on to give a description of what they personally witnessed. So if you ask them, is that barn blue? They will say, well, the side of the barn that I can see is blue.
Sure. Yep.
And so that played a huge role in my critical thinking.
Absolutely. That's awesome.
Yeah. So, and also that dude could like stay underwater for 30 minutes or something. It really weird. So that also the water thing again.
Yeah.
So that book was really interesting for me as an early sci-fi book. Now I look back at it, I'm like, fuck, why was that my introduction to sci-fi? Because there are so many better sci-fi books too.
That's how I feel about Dragonlance. That was my first introduction into fantasy. And so that's for me always going to, it's a super embarrassing, but like, that's my fantasy. Yeah, I'm with you, girl.
My introduction to fantasy was worse.
Oh, no.
It was Piers Anthony.
Oh, yeah.
And now
gross.
I'm like, what the fuck ideas did that put in my head when I was a young teenage girl? God damn it. But.
Okay, question number four. And I will ask it and then perhaps provide thinking time. What is the geekiest thing you have ever done?
That one time I was on a live stage radio show.
Oh, yeah.
It's probably the geekiest thing I've
ever
done.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty geeky.
Yeah.
What one was that?
What was it called? What was that? It was Ira Flato.
Yeah, it was Ira Flato, Science Friday, wasn't
Science
it?
Science Friday, yeah. We were on Science Friday together.
And we were on Science Friday together as a team trying to answer trivia questions about science from Dr. Jim Kekalios.
Yes.
And we were team nerd. There was a team scientist and a team nerd.
Yes.
That's
we
great.
Were team nerd, and we actually dressed in costume. Because
yes. That's awesome.
They asked us to because they wanted us to look extra nerdy.
Right.
That's super funny. So what costumes did you wear?
I was the Green Lantern.
And I was the Queen of Hearts.
Yeah.
Very nice. Yes. Did you have a mask, Tim?
I did.
Wow.
I had a mask. And
I've seen Brienne do cosplay, but Tim isn't much into that usually.
Right.
So.
We answered every question except the last one correctly, and we lost because the last one was worth the most points.
Yeah. Yep.
So...
That's great. That's a great one.
So go to hell, Dr. Jim.
Yeah, right.
So our last question is especially appropriate for OmegaCon.
OmegaCon.
Yes, it is.
Brian, what's your favorite hangover cure?
Sleep. I just want to be unconscious for it.
Nice. That's a good.
I don't want to be awake while I'm hungover, so...
Are you able to, does sleep come easily to you when you are drunk? Like, is it easier to sleep for longer periods of time?
So easy.
Yeah?
Yes.
That's great. My problem is when I start to feel hungover, I get awake.
Do you?
Yeah. Oh, my body starts to hurt, and so I can't sleep, and so I'm awake, and then I'm like, oh, why? Man. Yeah, that's cool. Nick can sleep.
I can sleep through just about anything.
Tim, how about you? Can you sleep, or do you get woken up easily?
When I'm drunk,
all those times when you're
hungover. I wouldn't know.
You've had alcohol before.
I have had
I guarantee
alcohol.
There's been times when
Has
you've
it affected
had,
your
yeah,
sleep?
Have you felt
I can,
more
I
tired?
I can sleep through anything.
Yeah.
Do you feel more tired? The few times that you've had
I've
a shot.
I've literally been drunk like twice in my life.
Yeah.
They were both in college. I don't fucking remember. I'm going to be honest.
You had like two shots of alcohol when we did a show
I know, but I had two shots of alcohol, and then I was up for another bunch of hours. I don't remember.
What about when you get high, Tim? You're a sleepy guy, right? Like, you go to sleep right away when you're smoking weed.
When I'm smoking weed, I go to sleep right away.
That sounded like the lamest rap I've ever heard. When I'm smoking weed, I go to sleep right away.
We're Geeks Without God. We've been here with Brianne Bilyeu at OmegaCon. We played Redemption. It was a game.
Sorta.
It happened.
See you next week.
Bye.
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 Christian games, Christian movies, Christian music. It's all bad. Why?
We're geeks. We're geeks. We're geeks without God. We're geeks. We're geeks. We're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks. Geeks without God.
Until next time, you can find us blogging and listen to past podcasts at geekswithoutgod.com. And you can follow us on Twitter at geekswithoutgod.
We're geeks.
We're geeks. We're geeks without God.
We're geeks.
We're geeks. We're geeks without God.
We're geeks. Geeks without God.
Good plays and enhancement. 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 Enhancement.